Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek is refusing to take sides publicly in the hunt to replace disgraced Senator Sam Dastyari in the new year. Christina Keneally, who fell short in the hard-fought Bennelong by-election, and Transport Workers Union National Secretary Tony Sheldon are considered prime candidates for the job. Ms Keneally lost her bid to take the Bennelong seat from Liberal candidate John Alexander last weekend, despite a swing of about 5%. Mr Sheldon, a prominent figure in the Labour right faction, is a former Labour Party National Vice President and has reportedly signalled his interest in the vacancy. Asked her preference on Sky News, Tanya Plibersek refused to reveal her thoughts.
They're both excellent candidates and fine people, and we'll go through our internal democratic processes over the coming weeks. There's absolutely no hurry. We've got proper processes and we'll follow them.
But Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison claims, unlike that calm response, the Labour Party has descended into disunity.
The Dastyari wars within the Labour Party have now begun between the left and the right. Everybody's into payback and settling scores in the Labour Party. It's not going to be a very happy Christmas table around Bill Shorten's shadow cabinet because they're all at it, each other now, as we can clearly see, after his captain's pick in Bennelong, which went absolutely south.
Mr Shorten campaigned heavily for Miss Keneally in Bennelong, where an upset win could have cost Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull dearly. But Ms Plibersek pressed further in the Sky News interview about whether she wants Ms Keneally in Senator Dastyari's seat, persisted in remaining non-committal.
They're both excellent candidates, and we'll go through our democratic processes and make a decision that way.
Mr Turnbull has promised to work respectfully with Ms Keneally if she fills the seat. But Tara Moriarty of United Voice New South Wales, which represents over 120,000 Australian workers, is also considered a leading candidate to fill the vacancy. The successful candidate needs to be approved by a joint sitting of both houses of the New South Wales Parliament, so it won't happen until next year.